This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world. This is Tracy Murda on behalf of Richard Jacobs here at Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I am proud to have a special guest from the PILMA organization, Personal Injury Lawyers Marketing and Management Association, Ken Hardison. Ken, welcome, and thank you so much for taking time today to speak with us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Ken, let's talk about, we have some members who are going to be attending a function that you have going on in September, I believe. But to begin with, why don't you tell me a little bit about PILMA? Tell me about the organization, when it began, and what is generally the mission that you have?
About 2010, I sold out my first law practice, I was getting a lot of lawyers calling me wanting advice because I'd built up a pretty successful law firm and sold it at the age of 52. And I said, well, there's a need for this. So what I did, I created an organization that really our mission is to help as many lawyers as we can grow their practices and with cutting-edge marketing strategies. And also to free up their time to learn them how to manage their office so that they're not just always putting out fires, but that they can have some family time or their self time, you know, whatever their hobbies may be. Instead of working 80-hour weeks, get them down to working 30, 35, 40 tops.
So what was it about, specifically about this type of organization? Had you been involved in something similar before you decided to create PILMA, or was it, you know, just sort of born out of, hey, I'm, you know, looking for some sort of new marketing things to do in the industry? What was sort of the I guess, Kickstarter in your heart?
Well, it actually grew out of a mastermind I started back in 2004 with several lawyers. And we would meet two or three times a year and share what was working and what wasn't working and help each other out. And they were from all over the country. And so I was doing that for like, I guess, 5 years before PILMA came along. And some of the guys wanted me to do more. And they said, you know, you got time. I never would do anything more because I didn't have time because I was still running a law practice. So when I sold out, I said, well, I probably got time. And so we started really organizing in 2009, but I guess I probably didn't get serious about it until about 2011 when we started, you know, we like double, triple our membership. And I said, well, this is something that really is a need for. And so, you know, it just kind of grew out of that. And it's kind of evolved. You know, at the beginning, it was pretty much just masterminds. Now we do a monthly magazine. We do a monthly teleseminar. We do a couple webinars a month. We do articles. We do swipe and deploy and templates. And we have events like the Super Summit that comes up in September 13th through 16th in Nashville. But we also do like an internet domination boot camp. We do some fast implementation boot camps. And so, and other programs along the way. So it just kind of evolved from really just a group of eight lawyers getting together back in 2004, actually.
So tell me about the actual membership of PILMA. What are members getting out of this? What successes have you seen as a result of people being a part of PILMA?
Yeah. And it really, you know, you get out of it what you put in it. Members that take what we teach and then implement it, we're seeing some remarkable growth. We had a guy from Seattle, Matt Dubin, and when he joined, he was a solo practitioner, had about, I guess, 65 active cases. That was like 3 years ago. Now he's at about 380 cases. He's got an associate and probably about four staff now. We've had guys that were at a firm that had about eight lawyers and was signing up probably 100 cases a month. He's now got, that was 4 years ago, now he's got 45 lawyers and signed up probably close to 500 cases a month. We had another gentleman out of Texas who joined about 3 years ago. He had like five or six lawyers. He's hiring his 13th lawyer, he told me, last month. So, and these are guys that take action, though. Now, if you don't do anything with it, it's like anything else, you know. You're not going to get anything out of it. You just don't read it and it happens. You have to do something with it, like anything else in life.
Right. Absolutely. So you mentioned just a bit ago, you talked about some of the different things that, PILMA does, including some of the events that you run both online and in-person conferences. Tell me specifically about the Super Summit that is coming up in September 2017.
Okay. Yeah, it's a 2.5-day event. And the first day, I'm bringing in a bestseller, Mark Schaefer, on how to differentiate your law firm, because what we find is that all lawyers are saying the same thing. You know, we're tough, we're aggressive, we care, you know, personal intention, and it all gets lost. And so what we're trying to teach, and we do that in some of our, we got what we call a vault. If you become a member, we got a lot of articles and templates and stuff to help you go through and figure that out. But so like Mark Schaefer's going to be there. We have some speakers going to talk about marketing and management. I'm going to be speaking a couple times. I'm going to talk about systematic marketing, how to systematize your marketing, where it does it while you're sleeping. I'm also going to have an evening session the first day where it's just kind of more of a casual laid back where I'm going to sit down and kind of just give away my secrets of like maybe the 4 or 5 top things that are really important to what I took. Because in 97, I had me, another lawyer, and 3 staff. And in 2002, I had 13 lawyers and 45 staff. And I went from doing $500,000 a year to $8 million a year. So I'm going to open up my vault and kind of just give away my secrets. And then the second day, we have 2 sections going on parallel. One will be nothing but marketing. We have a gentleman there who's going to be talking about Facebook ads. We're going to be talking about how to do TV cheaply, compete with 800-pound gorillas, how to properly do radio, because everybody's tried radio. It doesn't work. We got a man there that's going to talk about it, and he's got a lot of success stories to tell. Cindy Speaker is going to be talking, and she's going to show you how to use Facebook Live, and she's actually doing this with a bunch of her clients, and she's getting cases. And she's going to tell you what works and what doesn't work. And then on the management side, we've got some lawyers that are going to be talking about, you know, how to hire, how to fire, how to manage people, how to create leadership, how to use technology. And then the last day, we have like 5 or 6 speakers, like 20-minute, I call them rapid fire sessions, where we're going to be talking about real specific things, like how to fire somebody without getting in trouble, you know, how to get on the Google Local, how to get on the maps, you know, how to get into those, what I call the three things on the maps. And so, you know, overall, and then we'll have a reception, we'll have a mastermind reception, and we'll have one night, we'll have karaoke, we'll have lunch and have awards. So it's grown. And we usually have about 200 lawyers there. This year, we're expecting a little bit more. And we're having it downtown Nashville, which is it's probably about 1/2 mile away from Broad Street, where everything's going on. So there'll be plenty to do if people, you know, want to go out and do some things and bring their family and do some sightseeing.
So it sounds like anyone attending, you're getting not only, you know, some marketing advice and tips and things like that, but you're also learning just some practical things about running a business, which is pretty much what a law firm, you know, at the end of the day, you have to know how to run a business in order to have a law firm to be successful, correct?
That is correct. You know, what numbers are important. You know, it's the worst thing you can do is figure out how to market and get all the cases that not have to know how to set up the infrastructure. Because if you can't handle the business, then that's even worse than not having the business, because then everybody's going to give you bad reviews.
Because that's so true.
You know, we know that if you do a great job, they might tell 1 or 2 people. If you do a bad job, they're going to tell about 20 people. And that's just the way the world is. I mean, that's the way I am. I mean, for some reason, we just like to talk about the bad stuff more than we do the good stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. I think, and it's interesting, too, just in working with a lot of attorneys, I found that the smaller firms, you know, where they kind of have to do everything from payroll to, you know, actually handling the cases, a lot of them don't know how to do payroll. They don't know how to fire somebody. They don't know how to, you know, do the basics, and that can hurt you even if you're getting the cases.
That is so true. That is so true. I mean, they don't teach you that in law school. I had to learn it the hard way too. I mean, we've got some gurus coming in. We got some lawyers coming in. I mean, that's one thing about ours, you know, probably about 50/50 actually practicing lawyers, and the other half are people that are experts, you know, marketing experts or management experts coming in to talk and share their experiences and share what's working. And another great thing about this is all the networking that you can, you know, you meet somebody that's sort of like your same place and kind of, you know, that's where a lot of good friendships are formed and alliances. And what we find, part of the big deal for Pilma is I've had some people say, I joined it just to be able to be on the listserv to talk to everybody, all the members, and also just to be able to refer and get referrals from other lawyers all over the country because they tend to, you know, help each other out. So another little benefit to being a Pilma member.
I was just going to say, I've heard from other attorneys that a lot of, you know, the old marketing days are over where basically you didn't have to do any marketing. People just walked in your front door. And now it's like you really have to make those connections all over the globe, all over your state, all over your city. And on top of that, like you said, some of the, you know, the online things, how do you even get on Google Maps? How do you do those kind of basic things? So this sounds like a really interesting convention for, would you say this is for small firms or big firms?
It really is. I mean, you know, some of it's going to be tailored a little bit more towards smaller firms, to be honest with you. But a lot of, you know, we have some big firms that come and send a lot of their marketing people. We have solo practitioners come. You know, and I always tell them at the beginning, I said, write down how many ideas you have. And at the end of it, I ask how many. And everybody gets 5 to 10, and we'll have probably half the room that's got 20 or 30 ideas. And, of course, the problem is how to do that. I actually do a speech at the end of the deal about how to take what you've learned on all your to-do list and actually implement them, because that seems to be a big overwhelming. So I kind of give them the secret to how to get stuff done, which is, you know, they don't have anybody teach them how to do that. And stuff that's worked for me and some of our other members that actually get stuff done, you know, because you get all excited, you go back home, and then you get busy, and you have to carve out a little bit of time and prioritize it. And not too much, put too much on your plate at one time, and kind of, I tell them it's like eating the elephant. You got to, you know, one bite at a time.
You know? Exactly. So tell me, how does someone get more information on, well, first give me a rundown of what you got coming up. I mean, including the September conference that we, you know, specifically we're talking about. But anything else that someone needs to know about, any deadlines, any dates coming up in the near, you know, over the summer and into the fall?
Yeah, we the closer it gets, the price goes up. And so I think the next cutoff is the end of June, and there'll be a substantial increase. So you can go to Pilma Summit, that's P-I-L-M-M-A Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T.com, and you can register there, or you can go to our call us let me make sure I got the number right. I think it's 1-800-497-1890. Yeah, it's 1-800-497-1890. And ask to talk to Lori, and she can hook you up. She's in charge of registrations. But the quicker you do it, the more you save. And if you're a member, of course, you get substantial discounts, like 50% off on top of everything else. And if, as long as you stay a member through September, you probably come out cheaper to join and get all the benefits. And then if you don't like it, you can quit. I also have a deal with anything I do. I have a 100% ironclad guarantee. If you register for the event, go to it, and it's not for you, just give me back the materials, and I'll give you a full refund plus up to $500 of your documented travel expenses, like airplane fares.
Wow.
Or whatever, taxi receipts. I've done that since 2009. Nobody's ever offered to what most people say is they wish they'd come, you know, 3 years earlier. A lot of people say, I don't have time. And I say, you need to make time. If you don't have time, then you really need to come, because we're going to show you how to carve out time to build your practice. Or they say, I can't afford it. And I say, you can't afford not to, because it's an investment. Because everything, you know, if you don't get 10 times your money back, you know, I give you your money back if you show me you've done something. Now, if you just sit on it, no, I'm not going to do that, because that's not fair to me or you. So it's really to me, or they say my practice is different. And the deal is, I learned probably 60% of my marketing back in the 90s and early 2000s from not even going to marketing events for lawyers, I went to marketing events for other industries and took what I learned and applied it to law practices. And I still do that. I still go to other marketing and I try to figure out what's the cutting edge, what's the new technology. You know, with the, you know, like one thing, we got a girl who's an expert on intakes. We see lawyers every time. I do consulting all over the United States, and every time I go to law firm, I do some ghost calling before I get there. And invariably, at least one out of three are terrible. And the lawyers say, well, I get all the cases I want. Well, they do, but their staff don't, and they don't know what's going on. Right. And so, you know, things like that to help you, just, you know, increasing your conversions by 10% can make a big dent in your bottom line. And so we're going to have people talking about that. There's a lot of new software. We have over 40 vendors there that I've vetted out. Everybody from website providers to intake people to call centers to social media, just anything to do with marketing and management. They're there, you know, to help. You know, you can check them out if you like them. You do business with them. There's a lot of lawyers there that have done business with them. You can get on the listserv and make sure that it's a good fit. You can ask for references. They probably got somebody there that's working with them, and you can talk to them before you pull the trigger. So all around, it's just a great place to be with like-minded people that want to grow their practices. And the people that are, some of them are struggling, and some of them are very successful, but they want that little slight edge. So that's what we see, two types of lawyers come in, those that are like, I don't even know where to start. And then we have guys that come in that, I'm doing pretty good, but I know I could do better. And the competition's so tough, I want to stay one step ahead of my competition.
And just to clarify, Ken, too, you don't have to be a member of PILMA. You don't have to be an attorney to attend these conferences or this conference in September, correct?
No. We have marketing people that come. We have anybody can come as long as they pay the money. We don't let vendors come. Or if they do come, unless they got a booth, unless they promise me they're not going to try to sell somebody, you know, they can talk to them and ask some questions, but I don't want anybody pitching.
Right.
And that's another thing. I mean, we've done, we don't have speakers. We used to do this, but now we forbid any speakers pitching from the floor when they're speaking. They can give out their contact information. If you want to go to them, you can, but there's not going to be any hard selling. We did away with that about 4 years ago. So, you know, some conferences you go to, you can go real cheap, and then you get in there and they try to sell you something, or everybody's trying to sell you something. No, this is, my motto is no fluff, just a beef. I want practical stuff that I can take back and implement and make me some money or make my life easier, save me some time. Because, I mean, I've been there. I mean, you know, it's not like, I don't know the pains. I've made hundreds of mistakes over the last 35 years. And so, you know, I try to get people in there to share to where these lawyers that come to this don't make the same mistakes we did and can learn from our mistakes, because it's a lot cheaper. The admission price is a lot cheaper than making one big mistake when you're marketing. And most lawyers, you know, they just don't, they're not taught how. They don't even want to do it, but you've got to survive now. Because if the good lawyers don't market, then all the people are going to have choices is bad lawyers. And we don't want that. And I'm real big on educational-based marketing. And so a lot of my stuff that I teach and that PILMA teaches is done with integrity. And we really try to educate. Like I tell people, the more you tell, the more you sell. And it builds trust, confidence, and reciprocity. So the more, you know, I think that's the way to do it in today's. And we talk about millennials, and that's a whole other subject that I could talk about for 2 or 3 hours. Millennials is going to be the biggest part of our market share in the next 5 years. They don't like TV ads. They don't like ads. They don't like to be sold to. And so that's why we're bringing a lot of people talk about social media and how to reach millennials, because they are definitely different. I'm 60 years old, so I can promise you they're different to manage in your law office. They're different to sell to your services. And if you don't figure it out now, your competitors will. And once again, you'll be behind the eight ball.
And Ken, one more time, just for anyone who might have missed it, for the conference, the Super Summit in September, as well as any information or any inquiries on membership of PILMA itself, Again, the Personal Injury Lawyers Marketing and Management Association. Give me that phone number and website and any email addresses one more time just for our listeners.
Okay. It's PILMMA, P-I-L-M-M-A .org. Or if you want to go to the summit, it's PILMMASummit.org. No, .com, PILMMASummit.com. Or you can just call our office, 1-800-497-1890. Or you can just info at PILMMA.org, I-N-F-O at PILMMA, P-I-L-M-M-A .org. And I would say this. Everybody says, well, I'm not a PI lawyer. This will be applied. I've had lawyers come in from Australia that were real estate lawyers. I've had lawyers all over the world come into this thing that were not PI lawyers, and they took a lot away. I have criminal lawyers come in. I have domestic lawyers come in because the same principles to getting number one on the search engines is the same type of deals you do to build trust and to convert people into paying clients is the same thing. So don't be fooled, you know, thinking it won't apply to me. And if you don't think it does, then I'll give you money back. So it's really a no-brainer.
Awesome. Well, I know we'll have some people attending, and they're already excited about it. So I would wish I could be there. I'm having a baby, so I can't be. But next year, maybe we'll have someone else attend. But this is a great, great program, and I'm really appreciative of your time today. Again, for the listeners, this is the founder of PILMMA, Personal Injury Lawyers Marketing and Management Association, Ken Hardison. Thank you so much, Ken, for your time, and we look forward to maybe checking in after all is said and done and seeing how the conference went this year.
All righty. Thank you. Look forward to it, sir.
Have a good one, Ken.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.